lands here yet?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay, good.
So can I get a motion to, no, may I have an introduction of the guests or city staff that are here?
Yes, I can help with that. I'm Ben Thurgood. I'll help maintain the Zoom meeting here. Would you be okay if I just read down the list of individuals who are in attendance? Or do you want them to introduce themselves?
No, that would be fine. Thank you.
Okay. We have Ben Thurgood from the City Continuous Improvement Group, Dan Sexton, Ellen Andrews, Martha Lance, Wendy Hobson, Shelby Fritz, looks like Kat Flores, Alyssa McLean. So Kat Flores and Alyssa McLean are in Human Resources, Karen Short from Human Resources, Kathy Emerson from Human Resources, Lynn Stair from Human Resources, Marie Angel from Human Resources, Marissa Titro from Human Resources, Martha Lance from Legal.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of July 16, 2020?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Action, communication for information this evening.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
At our last meeting, I had put in an information request, which was perfectly delineated out in our meeting minutes. Yet, I don't know about you, I haven't received any of the information that's been requested yet to date, nor a 5-day letter in response.
I'm not sure what information you're asking for.
Oh, I put in an information request for information under the emergency hire for the number of employees that were hired, delineated by the employee name, position number, title, department, division, supervisory name, hire date, type of appointment, whether it's a regular, permanent, temporary, emergency hire, or project hire, and also if it was a diversified hire or not.
We will submit that request again, and hopefully we'll get more information on that matter.
Board Member Heller.
Thank you for bringing.
Did you email that request in?
I didn't. I did not. But as you know, an information request can be made verbally, and it was on the record of our meeting.
Chair Summers, this is Shelby Fritz.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Just wanted to let you know that I have that information. I was waiting for the written request just to make sure that I hadn't missed anything. So if you're okay with what was written in the minutes, I'd be happy to send it after this meeting.
Perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. And now we have any other communications? Okay, actions on matters still pending, new business, proclamation, emergency rule number 3. I do want to know if this has been used and how often by HR. That was one of my questions. I wonder if any other board members have questions at this time. Nobody has anything. Board Member Heller.
Thank you, Chair Summers. I have a question about the anticipated duration of this emergency proclamation. It has effective dates, but I don't see a sunset date. in here, so I would like to know what the anticipated duration is.
Is there a staff member who can answer that question?
Chair Summers, this is Shelby Fritz.
Ah, good evening again. If you could please, and please address my question as well if you are able.
I am actually. So first, the information you're requesting really encompassed in the information request from Board Member Heller. So I can send that to you.
Board members that are not speaking, will you please mute yourself? Please continue, Ms. Fritz.
Yes. So I can tell you, we've made 57 hires since the proclamation went into effect. 29 of those were for regular appointments, and the city also has a process in place for determining whether it's critical to hire at this point. The city manager has put a hold on all positions that don't meet specific criteria relating to the state of emergency. So 29 of those are regular appointments. 26 are temporary appointments, and those are the bulk of our laborers that are out working at the dams and such. And then there were two project appointments. I can send all of this information to you in after the meeting as well, because I've got the spreadsheet that Amy was requesting. And then in terms of the sunset date, the way I read the mayor's proclamation of emergency is that it's going to be in effect until the end of the state of emergency, and we don't know when that's going to be yet. And that's what I've got.
And Chair Summers, this is Martha Lance.
Yes,
regarding the
Martha.
The end of the sunset, if you will, or the termination of the rule. The memo that the board had asked for that I provided, I think, at the last meeting on this topic. What I noted in it was exactly what Ms. Fritz just alluded to, is that at the least the rule would be in place until the emergency ends, although if the mayor and the council desired, they could get back together and determine to repeal or sunset or terminate the rule, but they haven't done that.
Thank you, Ms. Lance. I do have a couple of other questions that you've raised for me. Who submitted this to the mayor? I mean, how was this submitted to the mayor?
This is Shelby Fritz. I can't answer that question. Martha, do you know?
I don't know either.
Okay.
Memo again, I think I laid out what the order of how the rule was adopted, but if you watch the council meeting in which the rule was adopted, it's on there, it appears on their agenda, and it's not presented by any particular staff member. It's presented by the mayor.
Yeah, and my question is more, was this a city manager position? Was this an HR position? I'm trying to figure out the reasoning behind this. And your memo was wonderful, but it didn't really talk about the reason behind the need for this particular proclamation. And I do appreciate that Ms. Fritz is keeping track of this, and we will get some numbers about this. But I am not hearing really why this was done the way it was done. We accept it, and we accept your memo, and we accept that this will not end until the pandemic ends. But I just have a question as to whether or not there's a need. Are there other board member comments? Hearing none, Human Resource Director report and request, Ms. Fritz.
Well, good evening again.
I know, I like your voice. Thank you for staying around.
It's been a while, so it's nice to hear from you as well. So my report this evening is on three list extensions and one list abolishment. The first list extension that was approved is for the tool and equipment room coordinator. This is a promotional list. There were 10 people on the original list, still 10 people on the list. We use this list to determine setups for temporary upgrades and anticipate that we'll be using the list also to fill a permanent vacancy within the year. The list is still good. That's why we approved the extension of it. The second list extension is for a truck driver equipment operator in Tacoma Water. This is also a promotional list. 17 people were on the original list. One person was hired, and 16 people remain on the list. We extended it because we have also used this list for promotional upgrades and are anticipating two vacancies to be filled. The third list extension is for customer service representative. This is a really big list. It's an open list. It's been extended once before. It has a total of 657 applicants originally on the list. 11 were hired, and there's still 646 individuals on the list. We anticipate filling three additional vacancies from this list as well. And then in terms of the one list abolishment, it's for a systems power dispatcher candidate. It's an open list, 39 original candidates on the list, three were hired, 36 people are currently on the list, and the reason for extension or abolishment is that the list was fully vetted and there aren't a not sufficient number of candidates left for consideration. And that concludes my report.
Thank you for that report. Are there any board member questions or comments? Hearing none, are there any comments by the public? No, hearing none. Are there any additional comments by board members? Hearing none, I want to thank you all for being here, and I will see you next month. We are adjourned.